Hello, hello, hello. Hello, guys. I hope you're doing well. Welcome to another episode of Jane Speaks. This episode is a slightly different one. Today's episode is more of a question, you know. It kind of has a question behind it, at the back of it, and it's something I wanted to throw out to everyone. It's something that I've been wanting to ask, you know, for anyone who is able to answer. And I'm hoping that whoever listens or gets to listen to this would be able to contact me in one way or the other. You know, I've got my blog website where you can leave me a comment. I've got my Instagram, Jane Space, where you can leave me a comment as well. And I've got my Facebook page as well, Jane Space, where you can also leave me a comment. So there's so many things that there will be, the information will be in the description box somewhere. Yeah, so I'm hoping that you get in touch with me. So the question I wanted to ask, you probably already know this from the topic. What it is, as in, where do you draw the line? Where do you, you know, is it draw the line or merge the line, I guess? You know, how do you merge the line and draw the line or cross the line, you know, of not minding your own business, of meddling, or, you know, all those things? How do you go about it? You know, this is so vast, really. There's so many things, there's so many factors to consider when it comes to this, I must say. And it's something that I just wanted us to talk about and throw it out there and see what everyone is thinking. So yeah, I need your help. I mean, this would be a great topic to have a guest on, and you know, hopefully we're getting there. I'm hoping that very soon we will be able to have a setup whereby I can invite guests on this podcast and we can be able to talk more. That is the plan anyway. That's the ultimate plan. But right now, you guys are my guests. Whoever is listening to me, wherever you are, whatever day and time you might be, you are my guest, and I would need your opinion on this. I need you to actually help me out, really. I think what people define as minding your business is just not worrying yourself about other people's trouble, you know, probably just not gossiping about other people and just minding your own business. That's it. Don't worry about, you know, when people put it on Instagram or on the post and say, mind your own business. I mean, do you pay my own bills? Then mind your own business. What I do is none of your business, that kind of a thing. So I'm kind of interpreting that as being just minding your own business, not thinking about or criticizing what other people are doing, and not meddling or wanting to find out things about other people. So that is what I interpret as minding your own business. So I think that's the first way to tackle it first. Let's understand that. So now, what is now caring or not caring, or so to say, or meddling or not meddling, or so to say? So caring is when you have a certain concern about people. So the people that, but that's the thing, you have concern about people and you about their welfare and things like that. I believe that's what it means. So I believe there's quite a thin line with that, because if, for example, okay, I know it's social media, but for example, if you see someone not wearing things properly or things like that, you know, you're probably concerned as well, although some people have ulterior motive as well, so you're probably concerned. So you see, there's just this, there's this, shall I say, mix up about it all when it comes to minding your own business and, you know, caring about people's welfare or whatever they're doing, basically. And then there's this mix up about you saying you're minding your own business, you don't want to interfere with anybody's business, and then people interpreting it as you being a snob at the same time. So it's just all about, it's just about getting it right. So the thing is, I'm the kind of person that usually I tend to mind my own business. I think I've been brought up that way, or it's just the way I see things growing up. If people don't call me, I don't answer. You know, if people don't, especially the thing about me, the way I've been trained, I believe, is when people are talking, especially older people, you don't interrupt. When people are talking about certain things, as long as they didn't call you to it, they didn't ask all of your opinion, just keep your mouth shut. That's the way I've always believed. That's the way I've been known to grow up. So you may be sitting next to me and you'll be talking to someone else. If you didn't mention Jane, or you didn't call me at all, or you didn't ask me, or you didn't even face me, I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to say anything. So yeah, now the case of minding your own business is something that I tread carefully. I try to tread carefully because, you know, the thing is, as Christians, we are asked to be our brother's keeper. But then it's very tricky and it can be very controversial sometimes when you say you want to be your brother's keeper, you know, and people will tell you, mind your own business, you know. And then when you're busy minding your own business, they're saying, you don't even care about people. You know, there's just that thing. There's just that controversy there that you don't even know, you know, which is which, you know, that kind of a thing. I personally haven't experienced that, but it's something that I kind of replay in my head sometimes, something that I am kind of weary about, or shall I say, concerned about, should in case something like that occurs, you know. Especially if you're probably someone in the high position, someone in a place of position, because I've known of things like that where you just like, you're not the kind of person that likes to interrupt or try to meddle into people's business. But then again, your position kind of puts you in that place where you have to meddle sometimes, and it's like, okay, what do you do? You don't know where to stop. If you meddle, people say you are meddling. If you don't meddle, say you are being, you don't care, or that kind of a thing. And then, you know, when certain situation occurs, or maybe, shall I say, societal problems, like the case of racism that we're hearing recently, and, you know, or maybe world issues or things like that, that, you know, you're like, okay, I don't want to interfere so that people will not, you know, say certain things about me, or because everybody has their own opinion on certain things, you know, and you don't want to say things that will probably backlash. So you just mind your own business. You just keep your own opinion to yourself. You know, there's just certain things like that. Or when you're concerned about someone, and it's not so much about concern, or you're just probably wanting to have a conversation, or wanting to just know a bit more, and you seem to be asking a lot of questions. And personally, that's kind of what, with me, that's how I feel sometimes, because I don't like people asking me a lot of questions. I don't like you bombarding me with questions, you know. Even though, yes, I know you're trying to have a conversation, but easy on the questions, okay? This is not an interview. And I don't like to do that with people as well. But you also want to have a conversation, maybe like you said, you're meddling, or when you are. That's why when I ask people and they just tell me what they tell me, and that's the end of it. So, you know, if you say, are you fine? You're fine, good, bye bye. You know, so now people will say, oh, you don't really ask people how they are really. You're like, I asked, they said they're fine. You know, I'm asking because I wanted to know, but they don't want to tell me. You know, you sense that they don't want to tell you as well. So is it that you don't care? People may be looking from the outside and thinking, oh, you didn't really ask properly. Whereas it's probably because you are getting a vibe that the person doesn't really want to tell you anything, you know. So you back out, you know. So when you get certain, I think just when you get certain things, or you get certain vibes from certain people, you just feel like, you know what, let me just mind my business. I don't want to. Kind of, they're not ready to tell me. So you can, you see, that's the thing, you know. And in the case of mental health, you know, there's also this mental health thing as well, that you don't know, you know, how to. It's just, it's tricky. It can be tricky. But the thing for me personally is, I just rely on the Holy Spirit. You know, I'm not the best at keeping in touch with people. I put my hands up, I'm rubbish at it. I'm completely rubbish at it. And you know, every now and then I try. Sometimes, a lot of the time, is when something just comes to me and be like, someone's just coming to my mind, and then I just, as soon as I can, I'll try, and if I can remember, because a lot of the time, when the person comes into my mind, sometimes if I may say, let me quickly do this, I'll forget. So I try to do it as soon as I can, and I just say a simple hello, I say a text. I'm not very good at calling people. I rarely call people. It's just not my thing. And some people would think of it as saying, oh, you don't call us. I just don't. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say to them. If I'm only trying to say hello or how are you, then I can just message them. That's the only thing I can do. I don't know what, because I just feel so awkward. It's something to do with the personality that I have. I don't know how to call people. I don't know what to say. I get so thinking about it. I personally think it doesn't really matter what people think, because people are gonna think whatever they want to think. That's the way I see it. People are gonna think whatever they want to think. As long as whatever you're doing it in the right mind, in the right heart, I did mention earlier that I may not calling people, or I'm not really great at calling people, and people may confuse you, see, well, you don't want to be involved with them or things like that. I mean, like I said, I've never, no one has, you know, they've never come to me face to face to say that to me or anything, approached me in that way. But I feel like sometimes that's what they think. It's just not my thing to call people, and it's not me being snob. I find it very nerve-wracking. I'm not really comfortable calling people. I find it quite awkward, especially when I don't have anything to say. Now, if there is something that needs to be said, if there's something that needs to be addressed, I will. That's why I prefer I can call people that time. I feel more confident. But when I don't have, literally have anything to say, and all I wanted to say hello, then I just feel like I could just text you that, you know. Not me having to have a conversation. I just don't know what to say. I wouldn't know what to say. It's just awkward. But yeah, that's it. That's the thing. But the thing is that I personally believe it doesn't really matter what people think and how they feel about it. As long as you know what you're doing, as long as you know yourself, because you know yourself, you know what you're doing, you know whatever you're doing it with the right heart, you know. And yeah, that's what I think anyway. You know yourself, and you know the reasons why you do certain things. So if you think you're being a snob, you're probably being a snob. That's it. And if you think you're not being a snob and you do care, then yeah, you do care. If you think you're just minding your business so that you can, for your own peace of mind and things like that, why not? You know, there's this thing about self-care that people may think of it as being selfish, but I'm sure by now whatever mentality that may have come from has been discarded, because self-care is important. So self-care is almost the same thing as like minding your business, because minding your business helps you to take care of yourself. So that is that as well. So I want to thank you all for listening, and I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye bye.